This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Democratic proposal aimed at ensuring larger communities in Colorado build dense housing near transit narrowly cleared the House Finance Committee yesterday. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Lawmakers expressed serious concerns that the bill was too heavy-handed and one size fits all. The goal is to increase affordable housing and housing in general near transit centers. Democratic Representative Mark Snyder from El Paso County is very skeptical, but said he had faith the sponsors would eventually get it right.
And your openness to hearing people, taking feedback, continuing to try and make it the best bill you can inspires me. But I will be watching like a hawk.
Counties strongly oppose a provision that would temporarily halt money counties use to maintain roads they say is critical if counties don't comply with the bill. It next heads to the House Appropriations Committee. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Durango leaders are hoping to better insulate the city's fresh water supply. CPR's Tom Hess says the city is exploring a pipeline to nearby Lake Nighthorse.
Durango's Public Works Department says the city relies on stream flow for its water, which can be vulnerable to wildfires, toxic mine releases, or infrastructure failures. But the city has some water rights in Lake Nighthorse. Tapping the lake, which also serves the Southern Ute Tribe, could extend the city's backup water capacity from its current two-week supply to more than 4 months of storage. The plan could take years to complete. Tom Hess, CPR News.
Steamboat residents are deciding today on an affordable housing issue. The Brown Ranch annexation vote is the next step toward building up to 2,200 units of workforce housing. The property was purchased with a $24 million donation, but voters will decide whether to incorporate the land into city limits. This is CPR News and KRCC.